listening to the Tennis.com podcast. And here's your host, Ed McGrogan.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Tennis in 10 podcast. As always, this is Ed McGrogan here to discuss the 2016 U.S. Open in just under 10 minutes for your listening pleasure. And we are now down to 16 players in total among the two draws. The quarterfinals are set. The last quarterfinal was just cemented a few minutes ago with Agnieszka Radwanska, the number 4 seed, and admittedly my pick to win the tournament, going out to Anna Kanju, 6-4, 6-4. This was a rematch of a Wimbledon meeting earlier this year where Radwanska prevailed 9-7 in the third, and Kanju, who is only 18 from Croatia, did not let it get that far this time. Just with a great display of hitting and really showing off some of the great potential that a lot of people have tagged for her in the past. She's a former Orange Bowl champion as well. Richard Evans, the esteemed writer, has really spoken highly of Anna and what she's capable of, and we absolutely saw it tonight in Arthur Ashe Stadium. In great contrast to the match that preceded that, which was just a demolition by Andy Murray of Grigor Dimitrov, just completely non-competitive, and really says to me more about Murray, honestly, than Dimitrov, even though it's just another sort of head-scratcher into where did Grigor's sort of career go in the past couple of years. Really some scar tissue at this point, but with Murray, you take it one step closer to having a summer of potentially a Wimbledon title, an Olympic gold medal, and a U.S. Open title, and not to mention a Masters thrown in there as well, Masters final in Cincinnati, I should say. And if that was the case, if that were to come to pass, you'd really have to have some serious discussion about, what are some of the great summers in the history of tennis? And Murray is on his way to doing that. And we will. I think we'll see. I think it's a good time to kind of take stock of all the quarterfinals at this point. Maybe let's start with where Murray is. He'll get Kei Nishikori. Nishikori, winner in straight sets over Ivo Karlovic today on Armstrong. It was actually the final singles match on Armstrong. It was impressive for Nishikori to win in straight sets. It was perhaps even more impressive that Nishikori won a tiebreaker in those straight sets. That is where Karlovic and his mammoth serve reign. And, for Nishikori, he will get Murray, as I said. Murray with a heavy edge in their head-to-head 7-1, and just the form looks way, way too much for even someone like Nishikori, who is a former finalist here to handle. I do like Murray to go through that one. The winner of that would get the winner of Del Potro and Wawrinka, which is another very tantalizing matchup. You see you won't see much. The ball will be at the ball will be hit pretty hard in that one, to say the least. They're going to need to change the balls most certainly every 6 or 7 games, and they probably could do with switching them out a little earlier too, given how hard those two hit the ball. Del Potro, I in his match today against Thiem, who ends up retiring in the second set, I was thinking for a little bit that, maybe this is kind of the time where we finally see Del Potro, just kind of come back to earth a little bit. He has just, since his summer return, he has almost instantly become a top 5 caliber player again. And he's going to play one in Wawrinka. Stan, I think, pretty quietly has gotten to the quarterfinal stage of the tournament, and a win over Del Potro would certainly give a lot of sort of remember me type of stuff. Stan, obviously 2-time Grand Slam champion, and but this is one of the best quarterfinals of all the matches, period. I'll stick with Del Potro for now. It's, this is a tough one for me to call because it's Stan does very well on the surface, and I think he will have quite a bit to prove here as well. And you know, Del Potro is really riding a good run right now, but let's see if Stan can target Del Potro's backhand side a little bit with his shots, and if he can, I think that's the key to this match. The other quarterfinals that'll be played on Tuesday, Djokovic and Song at night, and Lucas Poole and Gael Monfils during the day. I'm not going to pick against Djokovic, against Song. As impressed as I was with Song's play over Sock in the fourth round, Lucas and Gael is a much tougher call. It's almost you can't believe that one of them has to win and make a major semifinal. It's such an unlikely story for both of these two, but this is a tough one. I want to say Monfils just because of the experience, but with Poole and what he showed against Rafa, very, very tough to pick against him based on what you saw there. But let's stick with Monfils, 51% to 49%. Not an easy call either way. And for the women's side, we get another installment of Serena against Simona. I think a very good time for it as well because of how well both women are playing lately. Serena has been playing the best on the women's side at the Open, bar none. Just a devastating display of serving against Shvedova today. And Halep has been playing great all summer. So, let's kind of see where these two are at right now. I think it's a great time for a quarterfinal round. Not worn out by this point in the tournament. Coming in on a really nice wins. The most interesting women's quarterfinal, and one that will give proper attention to, of course. Have to pick Serena. If there's any time for Halep to really sort of make a declarative statement that, we've seen she's gotten deep before, but a win over Serena would be a massive showing for her. So let's see where that one goes. Kanji against Pliskova. I like Pliskova here because of what we saw against Venus. A redlining player that I thought by the end of her match against Venus, in which she saves a match point and ends up winning on her fifth match point, she was hitting the ball as boldly and as without regard as when Djokovic was playing Federer a few years ago at the Open, and with the back against the wall, kind of bring your best, leave it all out there. That's what she did, and that's what she needed to do to beat Venus Williams in Arthur Ashe Stadium. And Pliskova, coming off of also a Cincinnati title not that long ago before the Open, you do like what you're seeing from the Czech here, and I do see her getting by Kanju at this point in both their careers. Final two quarterfinals that'll take place on Tuesday, Wozniacki and Sevastova. Wozniacki, this is a tournament that she's needed for a long time. Finalist 2 years ago, former number one, of course. And, can put herself in position to make another final here with a win over a player that, both these two are sort of down in the rankings, further than you'd expect quarterfinalists to be. But Wozniacki, after such a nice showing against Madison Keys, I do see her keeping it going here and make it to the semis. And then she either played Roberta Vinci, last year's finalist, or Angelique Kerber. And I think Vinci's run finally comes to an end against Kerber, the number two seed, and could potentially be number one at the end of the tournament, depending on how things shake out. Kerber, Wozniacki, Pliskova, Serena are my women's semifinalists. We got through everything there. So let's reconvene tomorrow after we know a few of the semifinalists. Talk about that as well here on the Tennis and Temp podcast. This is Ed McGrogan for Tennis.com. Thank you for listening.
You've been enjoying the Tennis.com podcast. For all the latest news and events, head over to Tennis.com.